Hey guys, this is Ryan from the pod. I'm not on this episode. Sam and Chris filled in, and I'm sure you're in for a wild ride, but I'm just letting you know that as a bonus this week, we uploaded to our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/RyanDroidsPod, the first part of our playthrough of Knights of the Old Republic. We've been talking about it for a long time, and it's finally happening. It's the tutorial and our character creation, the kind of the first 20 or 30 minutes of the game. So again, go to twitch.tv/RyanDroidsPod and check that out. And now enjoy Chris and Sam getting into some shenanigans.
This is madness.
With 900 years old, you reach looking good, you or not.
Nerf herder.
I am a Jedi.
Too short for a stormtrooper.
We have what they grow beyond.
Hello and welcome to the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Alongside Chris, I am Sam. Sadly, we are without Mike and Ryan tonight. Both on delicate clandestine recovery operations for the Resistance. Mm-hmm. We will have some exciting news from Ryan via dispatch later on.
Right.
And cool, Chris,
hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing well. Your intro reminded me of a funny tweet I read about Rogue One once. It's the movie where you have to stop your Dropbox back up from backing up before you resync it with your Google Drive.
It is the future and the far flung past that we are all moving towards.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about Star Wars too much gets you in a real time loop in your head because the technology just doesn't line up. It all looks so old.
You know what? I often wonder about that. Like, how long can they kind of play that out? I wonder if in these new trilogies they'll kind of like up the technology to be like, yeah, no, it's cool. Like, people can just call each other.
Well, like, here's a question.
Yeah.
Okay. They can beam a high res three dimensional projection of like a live conversation.
Right.
But they're still backing stuff up to a big disc
right,
the size of a briefcase?
Right, to a like, hard drive. Yeah, I mean...
Wasn't that planet basically a satellite?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, Wi-Fi it up, my man.
We could get pictures of the moon since the 1960s. We had live video on the moon.
Chris. Yep. This is a long, long time ago.
You're right. You know what? Maybe they didn't come up with certain things.
It was a long time ago whenever they could build robots with authentic personalities.
Do you know what I really...
Right now,
I really wish...
Oh, go ahead.
I really hope at the end of the episode 9, I hope they close the book, whoever the narrator is. Maybe it's Ian McKellen.
I got to back up. We're going to take this from the beginning.
On.
So you imagine a never-ending story-esque intro to all of Star Wars, dating back to episode 1, Phantom Menace, where someone sits down in an old dusty library and opens a book?
Well, that's how it begins. And he closes it, and then most of the scrolling text, those are all newspaper clippings from around the time that he's pasted into the book.
Okay. So he's destroyed an artifact.
It's like it's a book he's working on. And he closes it and he goes, "All of this would have been solved with cell phones. Thank you." That's going to be the closing line of episode 9.
Now, do you think Peter Falk knows what a cell phone is? Because I'm assuming this is Peter Falk.
A posthumous
performance. They're doing the face replacement
exactly.
technology.
And they're actually going to make Fred Savage younger. But he's going to keep the same voice.
They're going to digitally de-age him. Well, yeah, I think his voice was actually deeper as a young man, so that'll fit.
That is true. Yeah, that'll be great.
Anyway, how do we get Ben Savage in there?
Ooh, I mean,
everybody's favorite Albert Brooks.
Yeah, it is true. He is a young comedian. Go back and watch Boy Meets World. He's a comedian in that show.
Boy Meets Galaxy. When is it coming?
Ooh,
to
I like that. That'd
coming
be good.
To UPN.
Yeah, you know what? Star Wars really needs a coming of age story.
It's the one thing they haven't ever.
Yeah, they haven't really tackled that topic yet.
If only we could do something with like probably if you're like coming of age, it's like you're growing up, probably have like issues with your parents,
right?
Something,
yeah, you don't like where you're from.
Yeah, just get out of this small town.
Yeah,
this small little dirt heap.
Yeah.
So let's jump in here. We're going to talk just to give folks a preview. Tonight we are going to talk about a trickle of news from Star Wars Celebration. We had a recent quote from Oscar Isaac. Mm-hmm. We've got some minor updates to major updates, I guess.
We're really squeezing the news sponge here.
We're squeezing it. I've said we're squeezing it. That's permanent.
There you go.
That's live. This is live to tape, people. There's no editing. We don't know what to do. So we've got some updates on Galaxy's Edge, and we've got some news from Ryan, and then we have some stuff later in the episode. We will give ample warning. Mm-hmm. Some of you may consider it slightly spoilery. We promise no story spoilers, nothing major from episode 9, but we will be talking about something that I think some people who want to keep the blast visor down, like Luke training with that little floaty ball. You might want to put the ear visors in, and we'll do this better then. It's coming up, all right?
Don't worry. We'll give you ample warning.
Before then, you can please do all the following. Mike is so good at this point, but mm-hmm. follow us at Droids Pod on Instagram and on Twitter. We are at the Droids You're Looking For Podcast. If you search that on Facebook, I'm sure we're the one that comes up. We are droidspod@gmail.com, and don't forget to rate and review us, especially on iTunes, since that's where we want to get the most traction. But as every podcast you've ever listened to has reminded you, that actually does help, by raising us and our profile to get more eyes on us. And the other thing you can do is tell a friend about the show. Yeah. If you enjoy it, if you think you know someone who will, please do that.
Yeah. I like Sam, that when we do the intro, we say it as a question, like, follow us at Droids Pod, and Mike does it. It's like a definitive statement.
Well, there's definitely, it depends on, different people respond to different sort of management and leadership styles, I've always found I'm your friend, right. We're the cool guys.
Well, we have that kind
of... Oh, it's no big deal. Do you want to do that? Do it if you want,
Yeah, it's almost like we kind of don't know those handles.
Well, I think to someone less informed, maybe listening to the pod the first time, it might sound that way, sure, but I think... all our really loyal listeners know that you and I are, I'd say, the brains. We are mm-hmm. the Dropbox that backs up to Google of this podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Without us, there's no plans to blow up the Death Star.
Chris, you're my Stardust.
Hey. Stardust.
So, do we want to... I don't know. Wait, do we can do dueling.
Ooh.
All right.
Go for it.
I'm going to go.
Luke Skywalker. I thought he was a myth. That was almost inaudible, but really good. That was really good. I like that. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Luke Skywalker, I thought he was a myth. What's up with all these millennial Falcons walking? What's up? All right.
People call me the Italian Stallion, and I call you the Millennial Falcon. all right, why don't you dive right in, Chris? You wanna take?
Hey, so take our first up item? On the docket, Celebration, as we know, is coming up. Mike's homeland of Chicago. Not a lot known yet. My prediction, personally, and this is my opinion, is that they'll show the trailer there. 30 days away, but it has been confirmed that JJ Abrams will be there. And you might ask yourself, what's J.J. Abrams doing at Celebration? Well, I'm sure he's trying to sell us on episode 9.
Yeah, what else has that guy done?
Yeah,
has he done anything I'd be familiar with?
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently they have to start selling us episode 9.
I do want to jump in, and this is I love J.J. Abrams.
Sure.
I do not mean this in any way to disparage him.
Yeah.
But I will voice something. I think Mike has said it before.
Yeah.
And forgive me if I have that wrong. But, there is something that's, because J.J.'s been through this process once before, and we've seen him sort of do his celebration and reintroduce the franchise, and the fact, combined with Rian Johnson's just, pure fan analog joy of being a person in the room.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit less excited. Not for this movie, but just for like what this panel could be. Sure. I'm like, it's JJ like, talking about another big blockbuster. Right. I've seen it, you know.
Yep. It's like we've been there before. But you know what? I think this does something that like we talked a lot about, maybe just aside or maybe on the podcast, about how like they seemed so confident with episode 7, like the cast and crew, even though we found out stories later that maybe not the case. But they were revealing so little information about everything, and they were just like, basically they were convinced that it was going to be great, and like they knew it was, and they sold that image so well that I think going into 9, it's kind of a bummer they take out a little bit of that mystery, like, well, what can happen? But I do like, I feel like they're doing that again by saying like, we're not going to talk about this, but at certain dates we'll talk about it. Like, we're not going to like start teasing it out. We don't need to do that now. And that gets me excited.
I definitely see in the recent, you know, we talk a lot on the podcast about the like also like the Marvel MCU franchise in relation to Star Wars, you know, both Disney's sort of two big power players right now. And I do see so much confidence from Disney. Yeah. And it seems rightful, but it's like they are literally coming up on pretty much like at least financially can't fail installments of these two major franchises. And so it's just like they're not giving us anything on Endgame. They're not giving us anything on episode 9.
They're doing the same exact thing with Endgame. Yep.
Yeah, and it projects such a confidence in just like, we know. And it doesn't read as like slimy or smarmy, like we know we got your money. Right. It's more like we know we've got you. We've earned your trust.
And I feel so it
prolongs this like world. Like it's interesting. You were like, it's losing mystery. I almost feel like there's like more mystery. Yeah, maybe right now it's because of that.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. And like with the Rian Johnson Last Jedi, I think what was kind of cool was like JJ introduced us back into Star Wars, and it was something we all liked, something we all enjoyed. And then with Rian Johnson, it's like, oh, hey friends, here's your fan that's also like, here's your friend that's also a fan who's making the next movie. And then like you get to follow him kind of like in the new era of Star Wars. Like, this is what it's like to be the biggest fan of Star Wars and then get to make one. And that in itself is kind of a story.
Yeah, and there was a similar, it had a similar feel. I know it didn't pan out quite the same way, but like it had a similar feel to Gareth Edwards. Yeah. During the Rogue One sort of press and tour and everything, or at least the lead up. And it is interesting, you know, JJ is coming from a very different place. He's, you know, JJ's not exactly an old dog or anything, but he had a few bites at the blockbuster apple prior to episode 7.
Yeah.
And coming into episode 9, obviously he's got, he's got 7, you know, under. So it's like, he had a very different feel than, you know, there is something about Rian Johnson that felt, there is a little bit of him that any of us can say like, oh, if I were 10% smarter, 30% better filmmaker, and 100% nicer, that could be me.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And it's so like delightful to witness that, you know, so yeah, I look forward to, I really look forward to when we get into the track with his upcoming series of films, because I do think there's going to be a world where we're talking about like he's going to be a little bit of a Willy Wonka figure, a little bit of like the guy whose dreams all came true and he gets to like play in the sandbox in a way no one else has before.
I just hope it doesn't end as tragically.
Oh, does Willy, is that a sad one?
I think, all the kids have problems. Never mind.
I'm not worried about, about Mike TV. I guess, no investment in that kid.
I guess Willy Wonka just sells his factory and he's fine.
he gives it to the kid. He gives it to us. He gives it back to the people. Oh. Look, this is a metaphor.
Yeah, fine.
And a beautiful one. So to recap, the big news, the big reveal today, just breaking, today, it depends on when you're listening to this podcast joke, but like an hour before we're recording this, the big news was that they did announce that J.J. Abrams, the director of Episode 9, will be present for the Episode 9 panel. So after you pick your jaws up off the floor from that shocking bit of news, it's kind of exciting. So he's going to be talking... Chris, do you think he's going to be talking about Episode 9, which is like what? That's like the middle entry in the series?
Right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have trouble with the timeline. They're like, wait, 1, 2, 3 came after 4, 5? Remember when that was like a big deal? Like, that was confusing to people before they made prequels?
That was when I learned the word prequel.
It is pretty insane also that it took cinema that long to come up with the concept of a prequel. Like, maybe this is a good question for our listeners. Were there prequels before?
Oh, great. That is a great question for our listeners and for me.
Yeah.
Before. So it would have been 99 that it was released. So,
I mean, book-wise, you had The Hobbit, which was... Oh, no, was Lord of the Rings written... Yeah, Lord of the Rings was written after The Hobbit, or vice versa?
I think it was written after.
Oh.
But, like... But that we're talking about in terms of, like, the idea of it being released, like... Like, I can't think of a... I do have maybe an obvious example.
Yeah.
There was elements in Godfather 2.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because there was the story of that film. But I wouldn't call it a prequel so much, because it wasn't like they had made the movie and decided, hey, let's go back and find out, where the Godfather
came from. Right. And there was still a narrative moving forward.
There was they had chosen to tell that story.
Also interesting, Coppola and Lucas, both buddies doing that.
Both buddies.
They're both
buddies.
Couldn't
have said it better myself.
Film buddies.
So you blew past my really smooth transition, which was that JJ would be talking about what? The middle episode?
And
we learned that definitively, according to a statement from one of the cast members, Oscar Isaac has gone on record officially as an ambassador of the Star Wars brand, as Poe Dameron, our hero of the Resistance, the greatest ace pilot that we've ever seen, except for Anakin, except for Luke, except for all the other great pilots we've seen, Wex and Wedge Antilles and Porkins among them. Oscar Isaac has said this Episode 9 is definitively the end to the Skywalker saga of films. How do we feel about that, Chris?
So this is like a little sad, but it's also kind of like, this is a very kind of funny press PR type thing to say. Also, they're like, I think they want to let people know that this is the end. This is the last you're getting of the Skywalker gang. But who's left in this guy? Like, I'm wondering, was that a telling statement, or is this like just the saga? Are these the events that Luke kicked off in his dad? Right.
I think that if we want to, so this was kind of a joke in terms of like a news item, because I think we've known for a long time that's been Disney's stance, you know, and you know, droid cast jokes aside about Episode 9 being a multi-part extravaganza that you like to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, when he says Episode 9, he means Parts 1, 2, and 3.
That's of course.
That's clear through his subtext. That's what he's saying.
He's referring to the Episode 9 trilogy of films. But I think, like, so this is kind of non-news from the stance of, like, this is what they've said from the beginning. We already knew this.
When he said nine Skywalker films, he meant the 9 for Episode 9.
Oh, whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
You heard it here. Folks, that's we backdoored an exclusive here. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was coming. I'm agog. That's a word I read recently. I'm reading all of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, nice. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No worries. Artie Doyle likes that word. I think the only thing we can really, if we want to actually spend a moment on it, is like, do we believe that, first of all? Like, you know, obviously it's the official stance of the company, but it's like, do we really believe that they're done with the Skywalker family after this series, or after the specific film in the series? Which I think it's like, I believe they're done until they decide, like,
oh, Star Wars is getting a bit stale. We want to go back to Luke.
it's like the Rolling Stones farewell tour.
Right, right. And I mean, I think the other thing is like, so first of all, is do we believe the position? And then second of all, it's like, do we believe kind of anything that any of these actors and, you know, say who are NDA'd within an inch of their life?
Right.
You know, it's like he's sewn up pretty pretty tight on what he's allowed to say. Obviously, we know that. So the idea of like, I'm sure this, you know, it's the official position right now. Whatever Oscar Isaac knows,
it's very specific language. What he's saying, it doesn't seem natural.
No, it's not the way. This isn't what Oscar Isaac sounds like at the bar when you when you go hang out with him after.
He also said last week that it was we'll be blown away. Which I was like, all right, that's good.
It's Star Wars fans will be blown away by new Star Wars.
It's very interesting that he's become like the figurehead, the spokesperson. Like he's releasing the statements.
Oh, maybe they're setting it up because they know he's about to have a lot of press when he's announced as the next Batman.
Oh, nice.
I hope. I'd love it. That's my dream. That's my dream team. Also, I mean, the great thing about the Skywalker saga ending is it does free up like John Boyega and Oscar Isaac and Daisy Ridley for the Marvel universe.
Oh, sure.
Which is something we've all been waiting for.
It'll happen. I mean,
I think it absolutely
Boyega's
will happen.
Tweeting about Spider-Man every other day.
He's loving it. He's loving that Spideyverse.
I know.
That'd be great. Get him in there. Why not? All right. Let's. I think I don't know about you. I feel like we've exhausted everything there is to say about that.
I mean, other than pulling it apart and putting it through a phonics lesson, I don't know what else we can say about that.
Hooked on phonics with the droids. We are protocol. We are protocol droids.
That's true.
Human cyborg relations.
Oh, let's talk about that real quick. So you said human cyborg relations. Does that mean that C-3PO bridges humans and cyborgs? If so, he's the perfect fit between Luke and Darth Vader.
Yeah, well, and I'm like, what is, how does this all work? Are we, the question I posed is like, droids, I assume then, are different than, they're not cyborgs.
No.
Right? Droids
cyborg is,
are
like
fully,
a human with
fully,
robot. Yeah.
Right, they're fully cybernetic. And so I'm like, first of all, does he have any organic parts? Because that would be like horrifying to suddenly learn that like out. We've ripped apart his legs and body
how many times? Grievous situation?
Right, but then I was like, oh right, we've got Grievous. And then if you want to go further, it's like we got Vader, we got Luke, we got all these handless wonders running around the galaxy with robo parts.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it totally makes sense. And I think as you aptly pointed out, human cyborg relations.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly apt description for a one Padme human and Anakin cyborg.
Ooh, he's
getting
more machine
relative
than man, yep.
More machine than man. So anyway, I don't know, weigh in on what you guys think. Like we're not in replicant territory yet, right?
No.
We don't have droids passing
no.
for human, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they seem to never transfer their memories. Or I guess L3 did, right?
Well,
but is that
in a sort of horrifying nightmare scenario, if we want to believe that the hunk of junk that Han is constantly berating and beating
like
for
some
years.
Some kind of prison for L3, right?
Yeah, who can no longer has verbal communication.
just only
has her ability to shut down the warp core as like a move of her own form of resistance.
Yeah.
So no, I choose not to believe that. I think maybe that
memory was wiped.
I choose to believe that the personality died with the friend.
Who wiped C-3PO and R2-D2? Is that Jimmy Smits personally?
Oh, I don't know. I think he's definitely got an intern for that.
I think he said have these droids' memories wiped.
I bet you're right. Was it Smits?
I can't remember.
I think so. I think so. He's like, and have the protocol droid's memory wiped.
Yeah, but not
it was
R2.
Either. It was, well, no. R2, they keep the memory because, like, R2 has all the memories.
Yeah. I wonder if that'll ever come back. Here's my question.
I don't think so. I mean, look, give me more Smits.
How does C-3PO get some of those sound effects?
How does he get?
You know when he's like telling the story, he's like,
well,
he's
that's
got...
all from the trilogy within. That's all from what we're seeing in that trilogy,
right?
He hasn't been wiped in between there.
Somehow he got all the sound clips. I don't know when he had time to record those. Like he's pulling sounds that he did not have access to.
He gets like the Microsoft download.
Right.
It's just what comes with the pack. It's
I guess
the base model sound effects. Because like everybody knows that like, oh, we're going to need this. Like Lord Vader, he's the most powerful man in the galaxy next to the Emperor. We're going to need a way to audio represent him.
right. So he's on it.
All right. So looking ahead, we got dates for Galaxy's Edge.
We talked a lot last week. And we interrupted Sam now, so go ahead.
So we're two for two on transitions. No, Chris.
It wouldn't be a proper pod if I didn't interrupt you when you when you go to speak.
Chris, Mike is laying down and like quietly whispering my name like Luke whispered Leia at the end of Empire. Yeah,
it's exactly, you know, like when your ears ring and they say it's like you'll never hear that like frequency again. Every time we do that, Mike's ears just go bing. Like every time we mess up a transition.
Man. I hope not.
Yeah.
He'll be deaf before long.
Sad.
So run me through this Galaxy's Edge news.
All right. So we talked a lot last week. So Disneyland will be opening May 31st. Disney World, which is in Orlando, Florida. Disneyland is in California. Disney World will be opening. That's a drum. August 29th.
I take it from the drum's appearance that you're more excited about Disney World.
I just forgot them for Disneyland.
they weren't ready. Sounds like the park.
So I'm gonna put. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna put the word "open" in quotes. Apparently, one ride of two will not be open. Rise of the Resistance. Which is Disney's most ambitious ride yet, they said, won't be open.
So ambitious, it's outgrown its ability to make the opening date of the park.
Right.
What do you think about this, man? Is this a good idea?
I mean,
what would have been better?
To wait, I guess. I don't know. I feel like they need to manage traffic somehow. And if you have an opening where it's like, only one ride works, like that initial rush is going to be done, right? You're going to have a bunch.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're going to have a huge group of people going in, and then you're not going to have to worry about it once, like, Rise of the Resistance opens. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I was about to say, like, it's not like, you know, they had not previously announced these dates. So it's not like they had to name these specific dates as the opening if stuff wasn't going to be ready. You know, they had there was nothing out there, so they could have easily pushed it, right?
Right.
Not easily. From a PR perspective, you know, there was no expectation of whether it was now or at the end of the year. But that is a really interesting theory, I think, that, like, this is a way for them to manage the floodgates, to speak.
And I also, I think they're both, like, very uniquely timed dates, too. Like leading up to episode 9. So I think what you can do there is like you'll have Celebration in April, you have this in May, and then you have another opening in August. So that's like right there, three pieces of Star Wars news that could be thrown to the zeitgeist. And that's like free publicity for episode 9.
Well, absolutely. Because every marketing piece, every PR piece, every description is going to also have, you know, and episode 9 is in theaters this December.
Exactly. So I think this is really well coordinated. I'm a little bummed. I know that maybe one of the droids got a hotel room. I'm not bummed about that. I'm very excited about that. I'm bummed that the other ride won't be open. So
I mean, especially given that it's the one that has sort of drawn the most excitement. You know, it's the one, at least certainly we've been most excited about is this Rise of the Resistance.
Unless, I mean,
a true, like, immersive thing. Oh,
yeah.
Are you about to say they're going to flip it and it's going to be ready?
No, that would be so. Oh my gosh, that would be pandemonium. I mean, unless it's like just a ploy to get us there twice, you know. Also, maybe it could be like a shortcoming. Maybe it means like there's not a lot to do here.
It could be, you know. I think they're both interesting theories, but just if I sort of zoom out and think about it, it's like no way. There's no way that they wanted to open the park without everything being ready. You know, their ideal scenario, who cares about the floodgates?
Yeah,
their ideal scenario is that you literally can't get in for a year and a half because it's so crowded, because it's the best place ever. Yeah. Because what we're talking about, sorry, just to bring us back, we're talking about them opening a Star Wars on planet Earth.
This is true.
Insane.
This is true.
We're going to go to a different planet, everybody.
If I lived near there, I would just go there every day.
Well, did you say, I'm sorry, I think I misheard you, because I think you said when we live there.
Oh, yeah.
We will go there every day.
We'll just be there. I'll just hang out the cantina, eating some fried yip dip. Yip yip. What is it? Tip yip. Tip yip. Fried tip yip. Ooh, I'm going to have some of that for dinner.
Man, that's getting me hungry. We record these in the evening.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think tip yip's a breakfast food. Doesn't sound like it.
It could be.
Guys, we have some news that, you know, this isn't, I mean, this is Star Wars news, but this isn't any news you're going to find on Google News Alerts. This isn't any news you're going to find on the New York Times.
Some would say it's not news at all.
some would say that I'm really making it sound like this is not newsworthy. But look, if you made it into this recording this far, and you're listening to me and Chris talk that much about Oscar Isaac's statement, this is the big news. This is the meat of the episode.
We know you're a fan. We're excited to tell you.
This is the tip yip. This is the tip yip of the episode right here.
Just the tip yip of the iceberg.
Nailed it. Love it. That's what we... Guys, all right, we're done. Done recording.
Ooh, a tip yip of the cat to you.
Tip yip of the cat to our own Ryan from the Droids Pod is, as we speak, on assignment deep in the Outer Rim territories. I don't know where or when the game takes place. He is playing his promised KOTOR live stream. But also, I get... Oh, man. I should have not led on this one because I don't know how this stuff works. So I guess he plays the game
I think he's going to give us a little dispatch out in the field. He's sending it. It's incoming now. He's figured out how to sync his Google Drive. And I think he's going to give us a little rundown of how to access this, how to view it, how to follow him, where to go, etc.
Yeah, because I guess there's a chance that some of you have already seen this because it's live. And he could be... Like, honestly, how many people are live streaming KOTOR right now? Right. And so if you're out there, if you've been out there cruising, if you've got every day you've been checking and going, is Ryan out? Is Ryan on?
Yeah.
Is Ryan from the Droids Pod on? I want to be on there. So I guess he's doing it through probably like Twitch or one of those things. But he's gonna jump in maybe right now.
Or now.
One of those places, hopefully, or somewhere at the end of the episode, and you just got a nice little pause for me and Chris.
Oh, but wait,
he'll jump in with all the details.
Should we like, here, ready? I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and we're going to lead in like he just like said something real funny. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
you got
man.
That right. Yeah, he does. He does do that a lot. That's crazy.
It is absolutely absurd.
Thank you so much, Ryan. That was great.
You only get this live. You only get material like this live.
That's right.
It's amazing. Well, we're glad Ryan could jump in real quick for the pod. And I hope you all follow him. And if you're a gamer head, Ryan's probably the best video gamer of the four of us. So
this is true.
Probably be pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
He's, you know, also, you know him. You know him. You love him.
He's entertaining.
He's going to bring his personality.
He shows up. He's the show. Don't go for the game. Go for Ryan. Unless you really like the game, then stay for the game. Just watch it.
Go for the game, stay for the Ryan. Go for the Ryan, stay for the game.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't
that.
Care. So Doesn't long as matter. You go and stay. Just go
EA
and stay.
Sports.
Pull up,
watch Ryan play.
Honestly, make some popcorn. This is a great date night activity.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, there's some promise for you to live up to, Rye Guy. All right, we're going to move into the aforementioned potential, I'm going to call them minor spoilers,
Official spoiler alert.
This is in no way sanctioned or official from you know, Disney or any of its affiliates.
Official message from Disney and all of its affiliates coming up now.
Official droid head announcement. I'm calling our lawyer. So we've got some potential spoilers here. There was, I think from here pretty much till the end. Look, guys, rate, review, follow us all the places that you know so well. You know them by heart. We don't need to say them again because you know we know them and we know you know them and everybody knows them. So follow, rate, and review. If you're signing off, it's been great. At Droids Pod, love from all of us. Peace out to a galaxy far, far away. And if you're still here, we're going to get into this minor spoiler. They have announced, released, there's been some leaked images of some action figures in the Star Wars Black Series. Is that, that's from Kenner, I think?
Yep.
I don't know. The Black Series figures.
Yeah.
And so we got, and it's tied to episode 9. It's going to be a Disney Park exclusive 6-inch Black Series First Order 4-pack. And I'm going to say 4-pack is generous because it's three figures and a little like sweeper droid. So come on, really? That's a 3-pack and an accessory. But what we get is some, we get some package art, right? And we see a Kylo Ren and we see, you know, what looks like it's maybe one of the First Order troopers. Maybe it's like, could be like a sand trooper. I don't know. We get a look at another type of trooper that's like, oh, it looks kind of like those guys from the, like the train heist sequence in Solo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What does it look like? And it just says First Order, Mountain Trooper, MSE Droid, Kylo Ren, and Commander Pyre. P-Y-R-E.
Commander Pyre.
Now, that's interesting enough, because I'm sort of seeing in the background of this, like, sort of artwork for the toy, I'm seeing a drawing of a city that it looks a little bit like Jabba's Palace on Tatooine, But then we also see some mountains in the background. I know Jabba's Palace was a little in a craggy area, but we don't know. We don't have any indication where we are. So let's look inside. Oh, man, the front opens up. Wouldn't you know it? And you can see the figures. Chris, do you want to talk through these? Do you want to describe our first figure here, the Mountain Trooper?
Yeah, let's talk about him a little bit. Let me pull up the image of him. Here he is. He's got a little bit of an orange thingy on his shoulder, similar to the troopers on what planet, Sam? Tatooine, that we see that are kind of shuffling vehicles around when Luke is trying to lay low and get to Han. So we see like that orange bandage that's on their shoulder, which is very interesting. We also see the image is not loading. Oh, here we go. He's a little battered up. He's got some scars, which could be sand. And he's holding your standard blaster. I don't know the number. I'm sure if you play Battlefront, we might know the name of that. But he also reminds me a little bit of the speeder droids too. So I don't know if they're trying to go for some parody of Return of the Jedi.
It's definitely reminiscent of those speeder bike riders from Endor. It is a it's your standard First Order trooper like style armor, but it's all lightweight. It looks extremely lightweight. The legs are in sort of these like what would you call this, Chris? Jodhpurs? Who knows what the I don't know. There's some type of pant called a jodhpur. I don't know what it is.
It almost looks like denim. It looks like he's wearing denim. Maybe he's wearing denim.
He's wearing black denim and a turtleneck underneath.
That's nice.
He's definitely a little scuffed up. Looks like some battle damage is happening there. Maybe it looks like this guy might be on, you know, in pursuit.
But he's a mountain trooper, so that's interesting. He's not a desert trooper.
Yeah, which I'm liking. I love the idea. I'm thinking through, and we haven't seen really any like mountaineering or mountain adventure in Star Wars, have we?
You got a little bit with Rey kind of going through the forest, but not much else.
Yeah, that would be a forest, not a mountain. So exactly. I'm gonna stick with what I said. But great counterpoint, Chris. That is true. Rey was in a forest.
Yep.
Who do we have next, Chris?
Oh, we've got the King of Ren, right? Can we call him the King of Ren?
I would call him the leader of the Knights of Ren.
Yeah, the King of Ren. It's Kylo Ren. But he's looking. He's got a new shirt. He's got a new belt. And most importantly, he fixed that old helmet of his.
This is very interesting, right? So what we've got here is, and I'm going from memory here. I don't have other images pulled up. But what appears to be a combination of the costumes from Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. As you'll remember in The Last Jedi, he had sort of a wrapped robe that was very reminiscent of like a dark Jedi, almost yep. like the Emperor's robe, that he eventually, you know, removed the hood from, and you saw he was wearing the helmet, the classic Kylo Ren helmet that's inspired by Vader's, his grandfather's helmet. And we see that it appears to be the same or a very similar helmet, whether it's yeah. literally the same one that's been repaired or whether, you know, it does seem to have some of its own scuffs looks and like damage.
On that right panel, it almost looks like he, like, used the piece from Darth Vader's mask or something. On the left side. It looks a little like, there's like a cut, and then like, almost looks like maybe he, like, replaced it with something.
That's a little interesting. I could see...
Pure speculation.
We're going to put that under really wild speculation, yeah. but I do see what Chris is saying. It could just be that they are, you know, suggesting he rebuilt the very helmet he smashed. But then the other component is that he's wearing and then he has the sort of tunic,
yep,
the quilted tunic that we saw in The Last Jedi.
That looks
but then
like
he's wearing
a chainmail kind of thing.
Yeah, but then it's got a cape component, yeah. which I don't think we saw.
A very large cape too.
It's a very Vader silhouette.
Yeah. Almost looks like a blanket that's being draped over top of him.
Well, I think that's because it's an action figure, Chris, yeah. and they can't get the fabric that thin on a 6-inch figure.
Yeah. Not by.
But you know what? Also, great point. Just like the mountains Rey was climbing. in the image, he is holding, Kylo Ren is holding yeah. one ignited lightsaber, the one we've seen him use in both previous movies. And then he's holding the same tri-blade, like, unignited. And I'm not clear if it's
yeah.
like, oh, we're showing you that he has two accessories, one lit and one unlit lightsaber
right. right.
For both positions, or if they're suggesting he has a second.
Perhaps it's for Rey.
He's just like, hey, I got your gift.
You need a teacher. Here's a lightsaber.
Rey, you need a
saber.
Yeah, could be. Look, we might have yeah. just discovered... we might have just discovered our first line of dialogue from episode 9. Right. And if so, just remember, you heard it on the droids pod first.
And then let's go to our next fully formed action figure. Mm-hmm. It's a trapezoid with two sets of tires.
Of course, I naturally thought you meant the other humanoid, but no, you're referring to... That would be one of those droids that, as I recall...
A mouse droid.
When faced with Chewbacca for the first time, goes meep and yep. runs away.
Yep, mouse droid.
Yeah, so that's part of a 4-pack of figures, and I will be critical of this through yeah. the entire run.
I saw someone tweet Hux and the mouse droid and said, "Oh, this was mislabeled. It's not a 2-pack, but they are included in the same package."
So let's move on swiftly to our. I would say, to me, most interesting from like a curiosity standpoint of figure, Commander Pyre.
Yeah.
Chris, what's Commander Pyre look like?
I mean, so imagine Captain Phasma.
Got
it. Except gold.
Yeah, it's like a gold capeless
yeah.
Captain Phasma.
Again with the shoulder piece.
Yeah, no. Captain Phasma had like a spear thing, and this commander has two guns. There's really no indication of gender. I know, like early on, we speculated and were pretty well certain that Phasma was a woman commander, and mm-hmm. like I don't think we have that indication here. I have a prediction.
Yeah,
I have a thought.
Let's hear it.
I'm thinking this is Matt Smith.
Oh, you think it's a secret Matt Smith? Do you think it's any relation to Phasma or anything like that?
I think if, well, not if it's Matt Smith. I think it would be super lame if after they underused the like female like first order leader in two movies to replace her with like a knockoff male version and be like, it's her brother. It would be super lame.
I was thinking maybe like a small Boba story though, right?
But where the idea,
like someone seeking revenge on their behalf.
Absolutely. And I think that's possible. I think, you know what? I mean, what if Commander Pyre, I mean, could it be Phasma reborn? Probably not.
That, I think. Well, I noticed something interesting too. So if you look at the Mountain Trooper, right? If you look at the arms and you kind of look at the joints and everything there, and then you look at Captain Pyre, you notice that it looks like it might be more mechanical.
That's interesting. Yeah, I can't looks tell.
Like the midriff is kind of very like geometric, and then some of the arm stuff is a little geometric as well. So I don't know if that's
I see
just
what
the
you're
action.
Saying.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying, and I actually I think I agree with you, Chris. I think you might have solved who this is.
It could be part droid, part human. It's C-3PO rebuilt as a First Order.
I think it's Cyborg 3PO.
Right?
The C stood for Cyborg all along.
Mm-hmm. And the 3, Matt, you get 3POs.
Sure. Sure. Right. You, the 3 meant you get 3 figures for the price of 4.
They knew all along. This is their master scam. They're saving millions on this margins.
No, so I think this is interesting. Yeah. It's our first look at some how some characters are going to appear in episode 9, which is always exciting. It's also the sort of harbinger. How do you say that word?
Harbinger.
It's sort of the harbinger of you know, what's coming in the coming weeks and months. We are into that territory, people, where you will start seeing things like Lego sets and video games and action figures being marketed to you aggressively by the toy companies who want to make a lot of money. So if you are someone who didn't listen to this part of the podcast, you're not hearing me right now. And this is useless for you. But be warned, if you're if you thought this part of the podcast was great, but you don't want to hear any more, just like look out, you know, you might start seeing stuff like ships and characters. You might get hints about how they're going to appear, what it might say about where their character ends up. So I'm certainly going to like, look, I just bought a bunch of action figures. I bought all those Ninja Turtles I talked about a few weeks ago with Mike. I bought them all. And so like now I'm getting ads for action figures left, right and center. So like I'm going to keep my head down. Right.
Here's something.
Keep my head
down,
my nose clean.
Something a little interesting, and I'll just read the blurb that's in the back of the box, is after the fall of the Galactic Empire, former Imperial officers, nobles, and technologists plotted a return to power, building fleets and armies in secret. This movement became the First Order, led by Supreme Leader Snoke and commanded by Kylo Ren. So they're kind of
Are they mentioning Snoke?
I feel like they're perhaps kind of honing in on the legacy of these characters there. But if you say technologists and nobles,
I do like that. I'm hope like
what
that.
What exactly does that mean?
That screams to me like a world that Rian Johnson would be excellent to play in.
Yep.
And if they know what he wants to explore and they start planting seeds for that, if they're smart with their marketing, they would be planting seeds with that in the toys now, so that whenever it comes up and they go, oh my God, this movie's about a technologist. Right. I read about that whenever I went to Disney World and bought those exclusive 4-pack of figures that was
only
3-pack.
$60. I like how Mouse Droid is just labeled there, too. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Also, the idea of nobility and that there was is that what moth means? Is that what a grand moth is? Is that some kind of noble?
Grand Moth Tarkin. I have no idea.
Were they landed noble? Were they given planets or moons? Is this like an, you know, like in the classic imperialist sense? We don't know. These questions and more.
We'll find this out the droids when pod. Ian McKellen finishes his book, or when Peter Falk finishes his book.
I thought you were talking about George R. R. Martin for some reason.
No, no, no.
I pictured Peter Jackson, who I think looks like George R. R. Martin.
Back to my end. Yep.
Oh, guys, and there we have it. And it really was a droids pod.
Wow. That's great.
With that, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the droids pod. Look us up on Facebook using some combination of those words. Email us at...
It's at droids pod, not at the droids pod. At droids pod.
Have I been saying the?
Oh, no. You said the.
Oh, boy. Oh, we'll jump back. We got to return all those
t-shirts.
We're going to start over. Okay. Instagram, Twitter, at droids pod. You can look us up using some combination of words on Facebook, but I think it's like the droids podcast or the droids you are looking for, something like that.
If you can find that, email us.
Email us at droidspod@gmail.com. Rate and review us on iTunes or whatever. Pod racer, get it? Podcatcher, ooh, pod like racer, that. Pod yeah. device, your yeah. App you're using. And spread the good word, spread the gospel of the nobility, the former galactic nobility, ooh, that we are.
A Jedi Knight, like your father.
The droids pod.
There we go. All right. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
I'm a Jedi.
Bye.
Short for Stormtrooper. What they grow beyond.
Hey, you boys want to go to medieval times? Not even Falcon.
Annie?
Way out of order there at the end, my man.
Still, I keep forgetting it now. I don't know what's wrong. It's very strange. Very strange.